From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech on Wednesday in Reno, Nevada.
It is time to heal the wounds that divide us and to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us.
In remarks delivered to the National Convention of the American Legion, a wartime veterans group, Trump said, quote, "We are not defined by the color of our skin, the figure on our paycheck, or the party of our politics," end quote. Trump's remarks come one day after he used divisive speech in Phoenix, Arizona, to lash out at the news media for its coverage of his response to deadly violence and recent protests organized by neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia. The chairperson of the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, Anastasia Crickey, called on U.S. President Donald Trump to unequivocally and unconditionally reject and condemn racist hate speech and crimes that were committed in Charlottesville, Virginia.
But also move to create the conditions where things like that cannot happen again.
Trump has pushed back against media coverage of his response to the protests in Charlottesville, which was organized by white supremacists, and opened his political rally on Tuesday in Phoenix with calls for unity and an assertion that his movement is about love, but that quickly erupted in anger. Friday, Thailand's Supreme Court is expected to release its verdict on former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. She's accused of criminal negligence in implementing a rice subsidy program that is estimated to have cost the government as much as $17 billion and could see her in 10 years in prison. This is VOA News. Angolans cast ballots on Wednesday in the first election in decades that doesn't include longtime President José Eduardo dos Santos. Anita Powell has more.
The MPLA is predicted to win this legislative election. The next president will inherit a country dependent on oil and imports and beset by high unemployment and inflation so dire that the black market exchange rate for dollars is double the official rate. Dos Santos has repeatedly been accused of flagrant corruption, and his children run several powerful state enterprises. Meanwhile, the majority of Angolans live in poverty, without basic services. Anger over this inequality propelled Angolans to action, including 42-year-old Esperanza Francisco Domingos. "Today is my first time voting because I was never interested in voting and I never knew the value of voting," she said. "And today I voted for change." For many Angolans, however, this election is also a novel opportunity to do what the president did, vote for someone new. Officials have said results are expected the day after the election. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said on Wednesday that the Trump administration is committed to seeing an end to the crisis in Venezuela.
"You may be assured, under the leadership of President Donald Trump, the United States of America will continue to bring the full measure of American economic and diplomatic power to bear until democracy is restored in Venezuela."
Earlier, Pence met with 15 Venezuelan exiles in South Florida who told him more help is needed to restore democracy in the socialist regime. This week, the vice president traveled to Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama to rally friends in the hemisphere, but switched to damage control in the region scarred by past U.S. invasions. Mexico's top human rights official said the assailants who killed a crime reporter in the Mexican Gulf Coast state of Veracruz appeared to be targeting two other people also slain in the attack, not the journalist. The Interior Department's Deputy Secretary for Human Rights, Roberto Campa, did not provide any additional details. Mexican officials have been quick to point to motives other than reporting in the killings of journalists, and Campa's comments outraged Rios Vasquez's colleagues, who said the journalist had repeatedly been threatened by a former mayor since 2012. A Spanish counterterrorism official says a van with a Spanish license plate that was detained in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, is not connected to the attacks that killed 15 people in Spain last week. The van was stopped in Rotterdam on Wednesday night, not far from a concert venue where a show by an American rock band was canceled due to an unspecified threat. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.